Failing theaters would receive $5 billion taxpayer-funded bailout under Democrat plan. By David Ng on April 11, 2024. Nonprofit theater companies across the country would receive a $5 billion taxpayer-funded bailout under a new plan being promoted by a group of Democrats in the Senate. The proposed bailout comes as prominent stages are facing unprecedented financial crises following their embrace of woke identity politics, which has alienated audiences and donors. Among the companies poised to receive the new federal dollars would be New York's Public Theater, which staged the gruesome stabbing death of President Donald Trump in its infamous 2017 production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Senator Peter Welch, DVT, is leading the way with the legislation, which is called the Supporting Theater and the Arts to Galvanize the Economy, STAGE, Act of 2024. The STAGE Act would earmark $1 billion annually for 5 years in grants to theaters that would be administered through the Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration. The amount represents a significant increase over the $2.5 billion proposed by Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda when he lobbied Congress back in September. Other lawmakers backing the legislation include Senators John Fetterman, DPA, and Jack Reed, DRE. Representative Suzanne Bonamici, DOR, is also supporting the bill. The legislation faces an uphill battle in Congress. Many theaters have already received federal money from the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program, which set aside more than $16 billion for performing arts companies and other venues during the pandemic. New York's Public Theater, which recently laid off nearly 20% of its staff, staged the assassination of President Donald Trump in its 2017 Central Park production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The staging shocked many audience members and led to the cancellation of some corporate sponsorships, including Bank of America and Delta. In recent months, the company has seen attendance drop of 30% while operating costs have skyrocketed by as much as 45%. The wave of unprecedented financial crises hitting prominent theaters comes as their far-left agendas continue to drive away loyal audiences and even some donors. Combined with beat inflation that has caused their operating costs to soar, companies are facing catastrophic budgetary shortfalls and are resorting to layoffs and shutdowns. Institutions hit hard by the perfect storm include the Public Theater in New York, Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater, the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles, the Looking Glass Theater in Chicago, the Artists' Repertory Theater in Portland, and the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.